Spiritual Healing Handbook. All healing is release from fear. Evihab.com. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Matthew 10:8. From the Old Testament, King James Version, Isaiah 35:5-6. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and then the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For water shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. From the New Testament, King James Version, Matthew 10:1. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Matthew 10:8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Matthew 11:5. The blind see and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. From the Urtext Manuscripts of A Course in Miracles, 7-volume combined edition, Miracles in Action Press, 2008. Once your mind is healed, it radiates health and thereby teaches healing. Healing is both an art and a science, and has so often been said, it is an art because it depends on inspiration in the sense that we have already used the term. Inspiration is the opposite of dispiriting, and therefore means to make joyful. Healing is also a science because it obeys the laws of God, whose laws are true. Because they are true, they are perfectly dependable, and therefore universal in application. Healing does not come directly from God, who knows his creations as perfectly whole. But healing is nevertheless of God because it proceeds from his voice and from his laws. The Holy Spirit always seeks to unify and heal. As you heal, you are healed because the Holy Spirit sees no order of healing. Healing is the way to undo the belief in differences because it is the only way of perceiving the sonship without disbelief. Healing then is a way of approaching knowledge by thinking in accordance with the laws of God and recognizing their universality. Healing is the one ability that everyone can develop and must develop if he is to be healed. Healing is the Holy Spirit's form of communication and the only one he knows. Fear does not gladden. Healing does. Fear always makes exceptions. Healing never does. Healing is predictable because it can be counted on. Everything that is of God can be counted on because everything of God is wholly real. Healing is the way in which the separation is overcome. Separation is overcome by union. Healing is the result of using the body solely for communication. Healing is the release from the fear of waking and the substitution of the will to wake. The will to wake is the will to love, since all healing involves replacing fear with love. Accept only the function of healing in time, because that is what time is for. Healing is not mysterious. Nothing occurs unless you understand it, since light is understanding. Heal your brothers simply by accepting God for them. Your minds are not separate, and God has only one channel for healing, because he has but one son. Healing thus becomes a lesson in understanding, and the more you practice it, the better teacher and learner you become. Every healing through which you accept, either from your brother or in your own mind, teaches you that you are God's son. You can only heal yourself, for only God's son needs healing. He needs it because he does not understand himself and therefore knows not what he does. Having forgotten his will, he does not know what he wants. Healing is a sign that he wants to make whole. And this willingness opens his own ears to the voice of the Holy Spirit, whose message is wholeness. The Holy Spirit cannot speak to an unwelcoming host because he will not be heard. The eternal guest remains, but his voice grows faint in alien company. He needs your protection, but only because your care is a sign that you want him. Think like him ever so slightly, and a little spark becomes a blazing light that fills your mind so that he becomes your only guest. To perceive the healing of your brother as healing of yourself is thus the way to remember God. Healing is the love of Christ for his Father and for himself. Healing in time is needed, for joy cannot establish its eternal reign where sorrow dwells. You dwell not here, but in eternity. You travel but in dreams, while safe at home. Give thanks to every part of you that you have taught how to remember you. Thus does the Son of God give thanks unto his Father for his purity. Be you content with healing, for Christ's gift you can bestow, and your Father's gift you cannot lose. The body cannot heal because it cannot make itself sick. It needs no healing. For miracles a merely change of purpose from hurt to healing. Until you see the healing of the Son as all you wish to be accomplished by the world, by time, and all appearances, you will not know the Father or yourself. Your healing is his comfort and his health, because it proves illusions were not true. Forgiveness is not real unless it brings a healing to your brother and yourself. A miracle of healing proves that separation is without effect. In that one instant are you healed, and in that single instant is all healing done. Thus is your healing everything the world requires, that it may be healed. God thanks you for your healing, for he knows it is a gift of love unto his Son, and therefore it is given unto him. The miracle is the means, the atonement the principle, and healing the result. Essentially, all healing is the release from fear. the reason why you felt the vast radiation range of your own inner illumination is because you were aware that your right-mindedness is healing. The sole responsibility of the miracle worker is to accept atonement himself. The fear of healing arises in the end from an unwillingness to accept the unequivocal fact that healing is necessary. As long as you recognize only the need for the remedy, you will remain fearful. However, as soon as you remedy it, you have also abolished the fear. This is how true healing occurs. The level adjustment power of the miracle creates the right perception for healing. Until this has occurred, healing cannot be understood. It is miraculous because it heals misperception, and healing is indeed a miracle in view of how man perceives himself. Only the sick need healing. The soul does not need healing, but the mind does. Forgiveness is the healing of the perception of separation. Change is always fearful to the separated, because they cannot conceive of it as a change toward healing the separation. Healing is an act of thought by which two minds perceive their oneness and become glad. Healing is not creating, it is reparation. The Holy Spirit promotes healing by looking beyond it to what the children of God were before healing was needed and will be when they have been healed. The atonement gives you the power of a healed mind, but the power to create is of God. Therefore, those who have been forgiven must devote themselves first to healing, because having received the idea of healing, they must give it to hold it. The resurrection of the world awaits your healing and your happiness, that you may demonstrate the healing of the world. Nothing employed for healing represents an effort to do anything at all. You need no healing to be healed. In quietness, see in the miracle a lesson in allowing cause to have its own effects and doing nothing that would interfere. Where then is healing? Only where its cause is given its effects, for sickness is a meaningless attempt to give effects to causelessness and make it be a cause. The cause of healing is the only cause of everything. It has but one effect. The miracle does not awaken you, but merely shows you who the dreamer is. It teaches you there's a choice of dreams while you are still asleep, depending on the purpose of your dreaming. Do you wish for dreams of healing or dreams of death? A dream is like a memory in that it pictures what you wanted shown to you. Uniting with a brother's mind prevents the cause of sickness and perceived effects. Healing is the effect of minds that join, as sickness comes from minds that separate. Are you not sick if you deny yourself your wholeness and your health? The source of help, the call to healing and the call to heal? Your Savior waits for healing, and the world waits with him for healing will be one or not at all. Its oneness being where the healing lies. You have accepted healing's cause, and so it must be you are healed. And being healed, the power to heal must also now be yours. If one appearance must remain apart from healing, one illusion must be part of truth. Here is the gift of healing, for the truth needs no defense, and therefore no attack is possible. Illusions can be brought to truth to be corrected, but the truth stands far beyond illusions and cannot be brought to them to turn them into truth. I am as God created me. His Son can suffer nothing, and I am His Son. But healing is the gift of those who are prepared to learn there is no world and can accept the lesson now. Their readiness will bring the lesson to them in some form which they can understand and recognize. You need not realize that healing comes to many brothers far across the world as well as to the ones you see nearby as you send out these thoughts to bless the world. Healing will flash across your open mind as peace and truth arise to take the place of war and vain imaginings. There will be no dark corners sickness can conceal and keep defended from the light of truth. The world obeys the laws that sickness serves, but healing operates apart from them. But healing is accomplishment, as he sees the body has no power to attack the universal oneness of God's Son. Sickness would prove that lies must be the truth, but healing demonstrates that truth is true. Healing might thus be called a counter-dream, which cancels out the dream of sickness in the name of truth, but not in truth itself. Just as forgiveness overlooks all sins that never were accomplished, healing but removes illusions that have not occurred. For healing is the opposite of all the world's ideas which dwell on sickness and separate states. Just as forgiveness shines away all sin, and the real world will occupy the place of what you made, so healing must replace the fantasies of sickness which you hold before the simple truth. Those who are healed become the instruments of healing. Nor does time elapse between the instant they are healed and all the grace of healing it is given them to give. You understand that you are healed when you give healing. You accept forgiveness as accomplished in yourself when you forgive. You recognize your brother as yourself, and thus do you perceive that you are whole. Your healing voice protects all things today, and so I leave all things to you. I need be anxious over nothing, for your voice will tell me what to do and where to go, to whom to speak and what to say to him, what thoughts to think, what words to give the world. The safety that I bring is given me. Father, your voice protects all things through me. And this concludes the Spiritual Healing Handbook.